Good morning. It's 9:01 on Monday, the 23rd of August, 2021. I'm walking. It's a little disconcerting how quickly missing one day becomes two, and then three, and four, and then a week, and a month. I made a mistake this morning, and I still have not had anything to eat yet. But waiting for another half hour would mean I probably wouldn't have walked at all. So I'll walk, and then go home and get something to eat. The ambient temperature is only in the 60s, but the sun is up high in the sky. And so whenever I cross into the sun, like right there, it gets really hot. I have been working on the big file. I have not been working on the wizard's cat, I'm sorry. Maybe I'll try that a little bit today. I read through what's there with the wizard's cat. I like what's there. But I really need to get this massive file parsed out, broken down, formatted correctly. It's a mess. It is a mess. Having said that, though, I'm at the beginning. I'm at the stuff that I wrote a year ago at this point. Well, not quite. 10 months ago. And kind of like it. I need to get the timeline squared away. The sooner I do that, the better. But I've gone through about, I don't know, maybe 5% of it. I don't know, probably not that much. Oh, maybe. 350,000 words. 10% would be 35,000. Half of that would be 17.5. I'm into the second 10,000. So yeah, maybe I'm about 5%. And I like what's there. I really like what's there. What I'm having trouble with is focus. Focus is gone. I'm reading. I'm reading a lot. I'm reading 10 hours a day. I've just finished, what is his name? Tom Larcombe, Light Online. First book is Farmer. If you search Amazon for Light Online Farmer, I'm sure you'll find it. It's a lit RPG. RPG lit, whatever you want to call it. Game lit. It's pretty crunchy. There's a lot of stat charts that you can just skip right over. I know, because I did. Don't care. Yes, I understand the progression. Don't need to see it. But over the course of the five books, as I'm reading it, my metacognitive filters are running through it. It's like, what is making me read this? Why do I like this? Why is this so engaging? And then trying to see the similarities between that and Bob and Nicky's Saucers, which was equally engaging. It wasn't written half as well, but equally as engaging. Equally engaging. I don't think I need that as in there. And why? And I think it comes down to building, making something. It's the same aesthetic that Ishmael has. That's why I have trouble when I start having interpersonal conflicts in there, because Ishmael is not about interpersonal conflicts. It's about building, it's about creating something, it's about growing something, it's about developing. Then Light Online did that, starting with a newbie character, tragic circumstance, blah, 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 stuck in pods, long-term immersion in the game for life, basically. And there was some battle scenes, because you can't have an RPG without some fighting. And there were some players who were idiots. There was always going to be the troll, and most of the time it's the human. In this case, there was actually one troll, also one ogre. But the story was really one about growth. And so that's really coloring everything right at the moment. I finished the series last night. I picked up another RPG, another gamelet book. I started, it looks okay. I got a sample. I need to keep my reading streak going here, so I will read a little bit today. But I want to spend more time working on the file. I want to spend more time working on book one of School in Space, whatever the hell I'm going to call the series. And the trouble is focus. Can't seem to. It's ADHD is what it is. That it's the hyperfocus is fixated in a place where it's not helpful. And so everything feels extra hard, like walking. I'd rather be reading. My stomach is telling me I'd rather be eating breakfast, but I'd rather be reading because I appear to be fixated on reading right now. I have so many, speaking of eating, I put out the call for recipes in my last newsletter, and to say that I have been overwhelmed is a serious understatement. Yowza. I just made the big turn eastward here, heading into the sun, and literally figuratively broiling here. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me, link post. I'm going to vary my route here a little bit. I go walk in the shade. So I also, much to my own chagrin, started another character in another run through Mass Effect. After playing Mass Effect 2 and 3, Mass Effect 1 feels really, really clunky. But I stopped playing, in my last playthrough, I played an engineer. I did not play a soldier. I played an engineer. And particularly at the upper levels, once you get into Mass Effect 3, the engineer is a hell of a lot of fun to play. Mass Effect 1, the overload and sabotage and stuff, doesn't seem to have the same effectiveness as it does in later iterations of the game. The mechanic of it is clunky. The effect gets hung up in the scenery. But it's a heck of a lot of fun. I'm also playing my first femme ship. You get to play as a male fep or a female ship. Male ship or female ship. And I'm playing a first female character. The dialogues are of course the same in a lot of places, but they're different in places I wouldn't have expected. And they're different in subtle ways, which I find quite intriguing. And a little block of shade here. But The reading is even taking me away from playing, which is how I know it's it's serious. The other thing, of course, is that it's really hard to focus in the face of the overwhelming level of existential dread. I'm trying to scope out what I've got for sun and shade ahead, and I'm about to lose almost all the shade. Oh well, this is what I get for going down to, quote, just check my email, unquote, and then sitting there for 2 hours. I really did set out for at 6 o'clock. Well, no, it's probably closer to 7. I'll be honest, it's probably closer to 7. 7 would have been fine. Sun doesn't get up till after 6 anymore. Nine is too late. 8:30 is too late. It's not like I'm going to croak or anything, but I keep thinking about the doctor visit I had 2 weeks ago. They asked, how long do you want to live? Which I thought was an interesting question coming from somebody who was probably 30. Ninety would give me 20 more years. That's pretty good, actually. A lot will depend on quality of life. There's a load and a half. Hey! Hey! Good morning! Good morning!
You're in a row. You can't let go.
Sorry. A stroller, and I think there's a baby in the stroller. She's trying to get the kids to hold on to the side of the stroller while they were crossing the street. They started waving to me, so I waved back, and of course one of them started walking away from the stroller. They're in the middle of the street. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. It's the grampy vibe, I guess. Although I'm probably old enough to be their grandfather's father. Just saying. Twenty, forty, sixty. Well, maybe not quite, but... Won't be long. Won't be long. I hope it won't be long. It'd be nice to go for a few more years anyway. I'm not in that much pain. I'm certainly not suffering. Up here that's starting to change. I think I spotted one earlier too. This one's almost all yellow already. At least in the crown. Interesting. This is nice and shady. The crabapple trees. The big ones, very, very nicely shaped, but beautiful trees. They really are. One less street crossing, assuming I don't get run down. And here I am. At the back gate. Point where I say, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.